its sister company, xAI, to look at whether the chatbot Grok was used to generate sexual deepfake images without consent. BBC News.
With Vigi Ellis. Now, how good are you at listening? Can you work out if someone is lying just from the way they sound? The comedian Chris McCausland will be putting his guests to an audio test next, and you heard it here first.
Radio 4's Story of America.
I know you, Scarlett.
You can buy me as many fine hats as you like, but I will never need you, Rhett Butler.
In the shadows of the Civil War.
There's no food, there's no money, there's nothing left here but trouble.
An epic tale of love and loss.
Rhett, I'm so sorry.
My darling, I know you didn't love me when we married. Fool that I was, I thought I could change that.
Rhett!
Margaret Mitchell's award-winning novel, Gone with the Wind, begins on Sunday afternoon at 3 on Radio 4 and BBC Sounds.
Tomorrow is another day.
Now, on BBC Radio 4, Chris McCausland forces a panel of celebrities to live in his audio-only world. And you heard it here first.
The show that asks your guests to live in an audio-only world and decipher audio clues to see if they can figure out what the hell is going on, where the hell it's going on, and why the hell it's being allowed to go on in the first place. My name's Chris McCausland, and trying to decipher today's noxious, noisy nonsense, we have on my right, it's Finn Taylor and Fatih El-Ghurri. And on my left, it is Harriet Kemsley and Alistair Becker-King. But before we get stuck in properly, let's find out something about our guests within the context of audio, I suppose. Finn, tell us something about yourself, mate.
My name's Finn, and I am aroused by the sound of the Titanic sinking. I like what I like.
Yeah, do you mean like from the film?
Yes, sorry, the bit where it groans and goes, something big groaning.
Well, I suppose the correct phrase in this, Finn, is whatever floats your boat. There you go. I accept a round of applause, and I'll be honest, I'm not very happy with the tone of sarcasm that accompanied it. Fatih, tell us, what sound brings you comfort?
My name's Fatih El-Ghurri, and the sound that brings me comfort is, you know when you go home and you put your key in the door, you shut the door behind you, and then you go in. I love that sound because that means I don't have to deal with anyone else.
Harriet, tell us something about yourself.
I hate the noise of a Casio alarm going off on a watch, and that's because I have one and it goes off every day within a 24-hour period, and I actually have 3 of the watches and I don't know how to stop them.
What do you mean it goes off every day within the twit? Like the same time every day?
No, it changes. I don't know how it's happening. And I don't know how to stop them. And I've come here to try and find out.
Alistair, save us. Tell us what's your favourite noise.
Hi, my name's Alistair Becker-King. And my favourite noise is a noise I can make with my hands and the power of blowing. I can create a, I would say, 100% convincing impersonation of an owl.
Oh, I think the audience just did one. Talk about stealing your thunder, Alistair. But I think they're saying collectively, beat that.
All right, I'm cupping my hands together. I just want to be clear to the listener, I do not have a real owl with me.
Now, go on. Anyway, enough of that waffle. Let's get started. Finn and Fatih, you guys are up first. You're at home watching the telly with your family when the adverts come on, but you don't want to get up in case anybody asks you for a cup of tea. So you just sit quietly and hope somebody else moves first. So have a listen to this advert and tell me what the hell you think is going on here.
Welcome aboard, folks. Just go ahead and take any empty seat that you see.
I hope it's not contagious. I do have it. When your mom wakes up, can you tell her about me?
What the hell do you think is going on there?
Ryanair is now serving Mexican food.
I feel like it's a person's life, like, from start to finish. Do you know what I mean? Like, he meets the love of his life on a plane, then they kiss, and she's like, oh, my God, you've got a bump on your lip. And he's like, don't worry, honey, it's not contagious. Yeah, and then... Oh, there's that maracas nonsense in the middle, and that's their wedding. They have the wedding on the plane. Yeah. Did you want one sentence answers or something?
No, we got half an hour to fill. You carry on.
And then they have a baby, and he looks after the baby, and he's like, make sure you tell your mum I did a good job. Bang, innit?
And then what happens after that?
Then they get to their destination, which was Sweden. I don't
know. All right, I'm going to nudge you in the right direction. Oh. If I was to tell you that it is either an advert for a manufacturer of carry-on luggage, and in fact all types of luggage, but in this case, carry-on luggage, or an advert for a brand of extremely effective sleeping tablets, if we are to believe the hype, or is it an advert for a brand of crunchy Mexican snacks, if we are to believe the music? 2 points in it for you if you can get it right. Which way would you go with that?
I think it's the tablet, the sleeping tablet.
What in that made you think anyone was asleep?
Oh, there is a part where they go, where someone's gone. What do you think?
I think crunchy Mexican snacks. I think, why are you playing Mexican music if there's not Mexican snacks involved?
Okay.
Well, I'm gonna need you to come to a consensus between the two of you.
All right, sleeping tablets.
Oh, see, he's scared of me.
Yeah, terrified. Terrified.
Okay, you're going with the sleeping tablets?
Yeah.
And I can tell you that you are wrong. I'm going to pass it over to you guys, and there is a point in it for you if you can get it right from the two remaining answers. Do you think it is the manufacturer of handheld luggage, or do you think it is the Mexican crunchy snacks?
I think it's something different.
Okay, let's
Harriet,
let's go.
Harriet,
with this.
Please,
let's...
we need this point.
No. What were you thinking, Harriet?
Is it like about a zombie or something?
You think you're...
An advert for a zombie? You should discuss this with your teammate before you have ideas.
Do you think it's about a zombie?
Harriet, no.
Okay. Don't take it back. Let Alistair's going to talk.
Let's go for carry-on luggage, the boring but hopefully correct answer.
You're going for the carry-on luggage, and I can tell you that you are wrong. Finn, you must be furious. It was an advert for Doritos. A man tries all kinds of tricks to stop anybody sitting next to him on a plane, sneezing, playing a recorder, trimming his toenails, until he spots a hot woman coming down the aisle and he pulls out the bag of Doritos to lure her in. Turns out she's got a baby, though, and she falls asleep next to him while he eats the Doritos with the baby. I am a nightmare to sit next to on a plane, which means that my wife will always struggle to watch a film when we go anywhere. So, as a way of me owning up to that and acknowledging it, let's play a game that I like to call, see if you can figure out what films my wife is trying to watch on a plane while I annoy her! Oh, they just roll off the tongue, don't they? Here's what we're going to do. I'm going to play you some sounds. These sounds relate to the part of a film title. You need to figure out what the sounds are and then work out what the name of the film is. First film is going to go to you, Finn and Fatia. And it's two sounds. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Here's your sounds.
All I'm saying... They're going to get a... I'm just... Reach.
Another advert for sleeping pills, is it? Was interrupting and the sheep. That's what I got from it. So, Silence of the Lambs.
It is Silence of the Lambs! Alistair, Harriet, here's a film for you. This one consists of three sounds. Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay.
Not bad. Not bad.
And I know she's up there, fondly keeping an eye on us. And she'd be a very proud mother.
It's the unpredictable nature of the real chase that provides the excitement.
Well, I think, is that about Princess Diana?
For the middle one.
And I know she's up there.
We're after the speaker.
Oh, is that William? Prince William. So,
Prince?
Prince. I don't... Oh, Free Willy.
All I can say to that is...
Not bad. Not bad.
No.
Is it Good Will Hunting?
It is Good Will Hunting!
I saw in Finn's eyes that he'd worked it out, and because so I needed to jump in.
I had Kung Fu Panda, so I Mercy killing.
OK. Well, listen, there's one for you guys. It's got three clips. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Here they are.
You're only supposed to blow the bloody doors off.
Right, traffic, horns, calm, meditation, Michael Caine in the Italian Job. Can we throw to Just Harriet?
Do you know what, Alistair? I can't see you, but your smugness emanates from you.
Did you work it out?
Yeah,
ain't no way you've worked it out.
I know it.
If you've worked it out, I'll take my bloody hijab off.
But the thing is, she's got another one on underneath. All right, I'm going to pass it over to the other guys.
Should we say it at the same time?
Okay. Yeah.
One,
three,
two, one.
Citizen
Love.
Kane. It was Citizen Kane! It was the sound of a city, some Zen music, and obviously Michael Caine. Well, that's 5 minutes of our life we'll never get back. Guys, let me ask you, how good do you think you are at judging somebody's character?
I like doing it. I don't know how right I am when I do it.
How much of it do you think depends on visuals? Let's find out, because we're going to play a game that I like to call See If You Can Figure Out Which One of Our Audience Members Is Telling the Truth Out of the Three Audience Members When You're Blindfolded. Guys, you've got a blindfold in front of you. Finn and Fatia, could you put your blindfolds on?
Yeah.
Have you got your blindfolds on?
Yes.
Both ears?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, so guys, we have three audience members who are each going to tell you the same statement. Only one of them is telling the truth. Let's hear our three audience members.
My name is Catherine, and I was locked in a shed in a garden in Vietnam, being hidden from the local police.
Jesus Christ.
My name is Mark David, and I was locked in a shed in a garden in Vietnam, being hidden from local police.
My name is Elisa, and I was locked in a shed in a garden in Vietnam, being hidden from local police.
Okay, guys. Listen, you can ask questions, but you just can't ask anything related to the statement that has been made, just to enable you to judge the character of the person and decide which one of these three audience members do you think is telling the truth on that statement.
Right. Do you like travelling?
Come on, Finn, play fair.
That's bad. Okay. If you did something wrong, would you own up?
Probably.
Depends.
Absolutely not.
Okay, do you want to ask them anything else, Fatia?
Yes. Are you vegan?
No.
Nope.
Hell no.
All right. Finn, one more question.
Talk me through your perfect Sunday.
Okay, each of you tell Finn what your favourite thing about Sunday is.
Sleeping.
Watching a film.
Wake up about 9, 10am, go for a walk, make sure I get my Sainsbury's shop in bed by about 10pm.
Well, okay, so there we go. So which one of those guys do you reckon sounds like the kind of person that would have been locked in a shed in Vietnam being hidden from local police?
Well, I'm going purely off the sound of the voices rather than any of the information gleaned from the questions. Mm. Is that not in the spirit of the game?
That is entirely in the spirit of the game. Fine. Because all you've got is your ears, mate.
I'd say the first person sounded really imbued it with a sense of drama, made me feel like maybe they'd served time during the Vietnam War. That's not a slight on the age, that's the passion of the voice. The second person didn't seem to be taking this exercise seriously. The third person sounded Australian, and I imagine that backpacking probably is close to Southeast Asia and is a natural lawbreaker, brackets Australian, so I reckon... I reckon that's my showing my working. I'm going with number three.
Okay, Fatty, are you in agreement with Finn?
Yeah.
Okay, guys, do you want to take your blindfolds off and look upon our three audience members? Okay, Elisa, would you like to tell us, was it yourself that was locked in a shed in Vietnam being hidden from local police?
No.
Oh! Will our real shed hider make themselves known?
That's the first one. I knew it!
My name's Catherine, and I was locked in a shed in a garden in Vietnam, being hidden from the local police.
Okay, Alistair, Harriet, put your blindfolds on for me. Can we have our three statements?
My name is Alex, and I once found myself in a hot tub sat between Chris Rock and O.J. Simpson in my budgie smugglers. Just before the incident.
My name is Alistair, and I once found myself in a hot tub sat between Chris Rock and O.J. Simpson in my budgie smugglers. Just before the incident.
My name's Francis, and I once found myself in a hot tub, sat between Chris Rock and O.J. Simpson in my budgie smugglers just before the incident.
OK, guys. Alistair, do you want to ask a question to our three audience members?
So many questions.
Yes.
OK, so it sounds like, I don't want to stereotype, we've got three blokes. I don't want to make any assumptions. I think anyone can smuggle a budgie these days. It's 2025. One of them is called Alistair. I didn't like that. That's my name. I would like each of them to tell me...
He even pronounced it the really poncy way with the D, didn't he?
I mean, that is how I spell it. Thank you, Chris. could each of the suspects tell me a lie?
Oh,
I want to hear what they sound like when they're lying.
Wow. Ooh.
I've always admired Alistair Beckett King.
That's the end of the show. Thank you very much. What's the point in carrying on after that? OK, what's the next one?
I've never smuggled a budgie.
Oh.
I smuggle budgies.
Harriet, would you like to ask a question?
Yes. OK, have you ever been divorced?
Not quite yet.
No, I haven't.
No, not yet.
Well, I think they should reopen the OJ case. That's what I think.
I'm going to go with number one, the first speaker, the one who absolutely slammed me. because
like
I just
a deflection,
don't think. I just don't think he keeps good company. You know.
Yes.
Just don't get a good vibe.
Yes.
From number one.
Yes.
You in agreement, Harriet? Yeah?
Yes.
So, guys, do you want to take off your blindfolds then and cast your gaze upon our three audience members? Okay, Alex, was it yourself?
My name is Alex, and I'm proud to say I've never been in a hot tub with Chris Rock.
With our audience member, who was in the hot tub, make themselves known.
My name's Francis, and I have been in a hot tub with Chris Rock and OJ in my budgie smugglers.
Francis, very quickly, Francis, what put you in the hot tub?
Oh, it's not a quick story, to be honest, but at the end of the day...
Just say drugs.
Hindsight's a wonderful thing, though.
Yeah. Oh, well, there you go. Well, give it up for our audience members. OK, and at the end of all that nonsense, the scores are tied. Yeah. When my daughter was younger, she would often ask me what something was in a picture or in a book. But before I could tell her, I'd first have to get her to describe it to me. So we're going to see how our guests cope and if they can figure out what these famous or iconic things are that these adorable kids are trying to describe to them from a picture that the kids can see, but our guests can't. Finn, Fatia, we're going to start with you guys. Mm-hmm. 2 points for you if you can get it right from the first clip, and just 1 point if it takes you both the clips. Are you ready?
Yes.
Here is your first adorable clip.
I can see a big worm with purple a tongue and sharp teeth. I can see some cactus. I can see a truck. The truck is nice. On the truck there's some lights at the top. There's flowers and some lights at the front. And there's a little writing. No, I think it's real because there's a desert.
What do you think means? What do you think's being described there?
I thought maybe spring break, like a spring break celebration.
Showing that to kids.
What was that, Bonnie Blue in Cancun, was it? Was that the serpent eating the apple at the start of the Bible?
Okay. So you're going to go with that. I'm going to give you the opportunity to listen to the next clip and change your mind if you want, or stick with what you've already guessed. Okay, you ready?
Yes.
The truck is green, orange, dark green, and white. I can see a man scared and a lady and a man. There is a brown hair, yellow hair, and orange hair, golden hair, and the brown dog. They are worried, they are scared, and they're going to get eaten.
What are you thinking?
I don't know.
I think it might be for some, like, Beethoven, you know, the film Beethoven. I don't know, because there's...
The dog?
Yeah.
Right.
Because she said the dog is scared and running away.
From a green truck?
With a snake.
Is it dinosaurs? Is that what she described? Is it dinosaurs?
Okay, so you're going to stick with your first guess, or you're going to change your mind for dinosaurs for a single point?
I'll let you take this, Finn.
I'm going to stick with the biblical reference of the tree of life, or whatever that is.
All right, well, let's find out if you're right.
No, you're wrong. Brilliant. It's Scooby-Doo's Mystery Machine.
It was Scooby-Doo's Mystery Machine, and you get no points for that. Over to you guys, Harriet and Alistair. There's 2 points if you can get it from the first clip, and just wonder if it takes you back to clips. Here's your first adorable clip.
There are 1, 2, 3, 4, 7 people in the room, and one of them has a very weird shaped head and a strap on their weird leotard thing that all of them are wearing. Some of them are blue, some of them are green, some of them are red. One of the people is a lady, and they've got quite big boobies.
What do you think's being described there?
It sounds like some kind of O.J. Simpson hot tub situation. Seven people.
Yes.
So, like, it's not like Lord of the Rings, because that's nine, as we all know.
Of course, as we all know. Yes.
Could it be a superhero team of some kind? Because they have belts, they have utility belts, don't they?
Is it like Power Rangers?
There's famously four Power Rangers. I don't want to be like King of the Numbers, but there's four Power Rangers.
Maybe they're combined. Is there like a Power Rangers Lord of the Rings spin-off kind of thing where they do something together?
No.
Okay.
A Lord of the Rings Megazord. Don't be absurd.
Okay, guys, you want to take a guess, or you just want your second clip?
Let's have the second clip.
Okay, it's your second clip. You get it right, there's a point in it for you.
One of them has this thing on their eyes, and they have badges, and they all have quite weird hair. And one of them is bald, and they're in a room that looks metal, and one of them has a beard and a moustache.
You know what it's made me realise? It's made me realise it is hard being blind. It's quite hard. It's hard.
All right. I think it is superheroes.
Yes.
I think the bald guy is Professor Xavier of the X-Men, and the guy with the thing on his eyes is whatever that guy's called, Cyclops.
This seems like your kind of thing that you kind of would know. This is your kind of thing.
Is it the X-Men?
You know? Okay, you're going for the X-Men. Let's find out if you're right.
You losers were wrong, baby. It was Star Trek, The Next Generation.
Well, who is that bald man played by in both cases? Patrick Stewart. So basically, a point for knowing the actor.
What do you reckon, guys? No, well, there you go. The people have spoken, Alistair. No points for you guys, which means at the end of all that nonsense, the scores are still tied. What's been the point in any of it? No. Okay, it's the moment we've all been waiting for. It's the frenzied end to all good quiz shows and even some of the worst. It's the quickfire round! Finn and Fatty, you guys are up first. You have until the clacks and sounds to answer as many questions as you can. I'm going to alternate between the two of you, so please only answer if it is your turn. Do you understand?
Yes.
Okay, Finn, I'm going to start with you. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Let's go. Is this Katy Perry or Katy Tunstall?
I feel super connected to love.
Katy Perry.
It is Katy Perry, Fatia. I'll never be on this show. What is it?
It's the racing rhyme.
I'll take it. It's Top Gear.
Top Gear.
Finn, how many legs has this got?
I think it's Alistair, too.
It's got none. It's a seal. Fatia, name the film.
I volunteer as tribute.
Name the film. It's Hunger Games. Finn, what's about to happen?
News.
It is, Fatia. They were popular in the 90s. What are they?
Is it Gremlins?
No, it's a Furby. Oh. Finn, who's the funny man?
Started make it, had a breakdown. What? Bon Appetit.
Acaster.
It is James Acaster. Fatia, tell me something you should never put in here.
Tin foil.
I will take it. Tin foil or cat would have been acceptable. Finn, what sitcom is this?
You know my dad actually wrote the song Wonderwall on the back of a beer mat in the space of 10 minutes.
This Country.
It is This Country. Fatia, what's wrong with this?
I don't know, man. Is it
It's empty? A staple without any staples. And at the end of that, you got 5 rights. Okay, Harriet and Alistair, over to you. Please only answer it. Here's your turn. I'm going to alternate between the two of you. Do you understand?
Yes.
Okay, Harriet, I'm going to start with you. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Let's go. Is this Great British Menu or Great British Bake Off?
How would I know?
We just pick one of them. Just pick one of them.
Menu.
It is Menu.
Okay.
Alistair, what sport is this?
Table tennis.
It's badminton. Harriet, who the hell is this?
For the prototype, at least, I would recommend not dropping anything when you're near it.
A man.
It's Elon Musk. Alistair, what the hell am I doing?
Frying an organ?
I'm mashing potato. Harriet, what film am I watching?
And don't forget, I'm also just a girl.
Oh, I'm just a girl standing in front of a boy, and it's Notting Hill.
It is Notting Hill. Alistair, name the villain.
My pretty, and your little dog, too.
The Wicked Witch of the West.
It is the Wicked Witch of the West. Harriet, what am I using here?
Oh, laughing gas.
No, it's a highlighter pen. Alistair, is this a mug or a bowl?
That's a mug.
It is a mug. Harriet, name the show.
Something Alistair likes.
It's the traitors.
Oh.
Alistair, who wouldn't you want to be stuck in a lift with?
I'm claustrophobic, Darren! I'm claustrophobic!
The person in that recording.
It's Gemma Collins. And at the end of that, you got 4 rights. Which means at the end of all that, the winners are Finn and Fatia. Yeah. To our guests, Finn Taylor and Fatia Elgory, Harriet Kemsley and Alistair Becker-King. Thank you very much. Good night. Yeah. You heard it here first. Was written and presented by me, Chris McCausland. The producer was Sasha Boban. The assistant producer was Eve Delaney. And this was a BBC Studios production for Radio 4.
You heard it here first with Chris McCausland. Returns at 6:30 next Tuesday evening.
I'm no longer ravenous. I'm no longer desperate. I'll no longer eat until I fall asleep and I have to rest.
The Hunger Game, a new 5-part series exploring the meteoric rise of weight loss drugs.
It's been an incredible story with these drugs. The uptake, the amount of product that's been sold, the amount of money it's cost, the amount of money that's been made.
What the drugs do, how they work, and the knock-on effects of their widespread use.
People are having to completely alter the way they do business.
The Hunger Game with me, Professor Giles Yeo. Next Monday to Friday, lunchtime at 1:45. To listen on your smart speaker, just say, play Radio 4.